everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show
podcast. Hour number two, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We're going to be joined by Betsy DeVos, former education secretary in the Trump administration, at the bottom of this hour to discuss the latest Title IX regulations released by the Biden administration that basically would allow you to be a man who identifies as a woman and fulfill Title IX. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. We're going to get into some of those details. In the third hour, Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire will join us. We just played for you the new campaign ad saying Joe Biden's actually super sharp, sharp as a knife. They have nothing else to attack him on, so they have to say that he's not very sharp. I thought we would have some fun. And by the way, I'm going to take some of your calls, 800-282-2882, in this hour as well. 2 days ago, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I think it was the day before yesterday. On Wednesday, Joe Biden started going around telling a bunch of different groups that his uncle had been eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. And I think he said this at three different places, suddenly out of nowhere. My uncle got eaten by cannibals. He got shot down in an airplane, and he got eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. And I believe we have audio of Biden saying this. Listen.
Ambrose Finnegan, when they called him Uncle Bozy, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and found some parts of the plane and the like. And what I was thinking about when I was standing there was when Trump refused to go up to the memorial for veterans in Paris, and he said they're a bunch of suckers and losers.
All right, so he lies about what Trump said, says that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Yesterday, the White House had to come out and say, actually, he just died in a plane crash. He wasn't eaten by cannibals. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre trying to clean up Biden's cannibal claim.
Can we just see the cannibal tab in your book?
There's no cannibal tab. What are you talking about? Is that what you're asking me about?
Yeah.
Look, you saw the president. He was incredibly proud of his uncle's service in uniform. You saw him at the war memorial. It was incredibly emotional and important to him. You saw him respond to all of you when asked about the moment yesterday. And his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft... He was on crash in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. He wanted to make
a story.
I mean, look, I don't have anything beyond about what I just laid out.
So he didn't actually get eaten by cannibals. He died in a plane crash. If you were really mentally sharp, would you claim that one of your relatives got eaten by cannibals? Biden is the biggest liar, in my opinion, to ever be in the presidency. People say, oh, Trump lies. Trump is hyperbolic. Everything is the greatest. Everything is the biggest. Everything is the most beautiful. He's a showman. If Trump were a real estate agent, you would expect for every property that he shows you to be the finest and the most spectacular in all the land. That's what he does. Biden actually tells really significant, easily disprovable lies. His 1988 presidential campaign ended because he was plagiarizing stories from foreign politicians. He just stole their speeches and claimed that the stories were his. Biden tells so many lies every day. And a lot of them are easily disproven lies. And so when he says, hey, yeah, my uncle got eaten by cannibals, you're just sitting around like, when? What? If you had a relative that got eaten by cannibals, that would be pretty crazy. Especially one that could fly an airplane. Because if there were a lot of cannibals eating people, I don't think most of the time it was when they crashed in airplanes. It would have been back in, I don't know, these tribes that had never had any contact with humans before. Maybe that's what cannibal eating would have been going on. It wouldn't have been in the 1940s, the 1930s, whatever it was. So the latest lie there from Joe Biden, immediately disproven. And you would think that would be a fairly significant story. Can you imagine? I know we have to do this, but it's important to kind of go back and just contextualize it. Can you imagine the reaction from the media if Trump claimed that one of his uncles got eaten by cannibals? It would be front page news for months. They would constantly reinforce it. Trump, who once said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals, tells his latest lie. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. All of the late night hosts would do months of jokes about Trump's uncle getting eaten by cannibals. And here, Karine Jean-Pierre just comes out and says, nah, actually, he just died in a plane crash. Not to mention that while he's telling that story, Biden, who claimed that he ran for president because of the very fine people lie, that hoax, which is still very pronounced, that Trump said that Nazis were very fine people. No, he said there were very fine people on both sides of the argument about whether or not there should be the Robert E. Lee statue torn down. And he specifically condemned white supremacy and Nazis. Trump didn't say what Biden claimed is the reason why he ran for president. And then Biden also says, oh, he said they're suckers and losers and everything else, the military. That didn't happen either. So they launder lies so many times that the replication makes it a story, and then they accept it as truth. And they don't get called on it. And even the media out there that's supposed to correct things just says, oh, Biden strayed from the facts a little bit. He just embellished stories. He's a well-meaning old man with a poor memory who claims that his uncle got eaten by cannibals. I mean, this is just absolutely crazy. Let's take some calls, guys. If you want to let me know the latest roster of who's out there, we'll dive into some of your calls here. Reminder also, bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with Betsy DeVos, who is fired up about these new Title IX promulgations that have been released by the Biden administration. Nate in New Hampshire, what you got for me?
I just want to thank you for taking my call, and I love you and Buck enormously. You guys are great. But I rarely ever disagree with you, Clay, but I have to disagree with you on the jury. You know, I was actually, when you were reading off the descriptions of the jurors this morning, I was actually optimistic about them. And I mean, at this point now, it's been like a little while since you did this, the description, but I'm pretty optimistic. And I think that the juror is going to be rule in favor of Trump, and it's going to be unanimous.
You are, well, okay. Let's make a wager here. We will have a...
I'll get you a $50 dinner like you bet with Buck sometimes.
All right. You're in New Hampshire. Where are you in New Hampshire?
I'm just outside of Dover, New Hampshire, in Rollinsford.
All right. When you hang up, I want you to give your information to our call screener. Here's what I will do.
Okay.
I won't even make you make a bet. All right? Here's what I will do. If you are right... I will travel to Dover, New Hampshire, and I will take you out to the best steakhouse dinner in that area of New Hampshire. I will travel there, and I will take you out. I'm not even going to make you put anything up.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, thank you for the call. And I'm not trying to avoid having dinner with Nate here in New Hampshire. I think there is a 0% chance that Trump is acquitted. There might be a mistrial. I think that's the best case scenario, a hung jury where someone refuses to convict. The idea that 12 jurors are going to say Trump is not guilty, I think there's a 0% chance of that. But putting my money where my mouth is and also my time, I will travel to Dover, New Hampshire, and I will take Nate out for a dinner, and we will chronicle it for all of you. If I'm wrong, that's how confident I am that this is not going to be a acquittal or not guilty verdict. Lawrence in Harrisburg, PA, what you got for us?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Lawrence?
Okay, just a minute. Let me turn my radio down. Alexa, pause.
Yeah, we're here.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Lawrence. You got us. Just you, me, and millions of people across America.
I want to let you know that I'm a black man who is for Trump because the media does not portray fairness at all these days.
Yep.
They talk about Trump. I've been listening to Lindbergh since 79, and they talk about Trump's immoral behavior, but I would like the first person to raise their hand who's perfect and doesn't sin.
Did you vote for Trump in 2016 and 2020?
I'm more about spiritually minded direction as far as voting goes, but I have my personal opinion, and I wanted to just support Trump. I keep saying some other people's name. I wanted to support Trump because he did a lot of stuff for this country. He, brought prices down. He was very constitutional reminded, and the people in office now, I don't like to call them communists, but they are definitely socialists in there, and they're not promoting the interests of American people.
I agree with you. Thank you for the call. And this ties in with the conversations we had earlier in the week. If I remember, I think we took a lot of calls in the wake of the Wall Street Journal poll that was out that said that Trump's support among black voters, black men in particular, in the 7 swing states was skyrocketing. And I do think there is a lot of support out there for this to be the case and for that to be occurring. Howard in San Clemente, California. San Clemente is a beautiful place. One of the few places in America, I think, where you do not have to have either heating or air conditioning in many of the homes there. Am I right about that, Howard? You can just open the windows. The weather's so perfect, you don't even have to have heat or air.
Clay, you're spot on. Hey, thanks for taking my call. And let me throw out a bit, okay?
Yep.
I want him acquitted, and if he gets acquitted, no, I don't want acquitted. If it's a hung jury, you come out to San Clemente and I'll buy you the best steak dinner.
I would like any excuse to visit San Clemente. You know, I went to a wedding. My good friend DJ Harrison got married to his wife Monique in the Catholic Church there in San Clemente. Beautiful place. I also knew a girl from GW who was from San Clemente. I couldn't believe how spectacular that place was. So I will do that too. I'll double. I would like an excuse to go to Southern California anytime. Good weather, perfect conditions. I actually think the best case scenario for Trump is that we get a hung jury, we get a mistrial, we don't get a conviction. So I'd be very happy to celebrate that with you. But you had another question too.
Hey, I got two things. I'll try to be brief. First off, this campaign from the courthouse can be really special and effective. But here's what I wanted to see him do. Last campaign, he had a list of Supreme Court justices. He should announce his VP candidate soon so he can campaign for him. But in the same breath, announce your candidates for your cabinet. And I think if he does that, these candidates, okay, whether it's like Secretary of Transportation against Buttigieg or Energy against Granholm, let them start calling these guys out, challenge them to an hour debate, which they won't accept, but it'll show their weakness. So he's expanding his surrogates.
I think it's brilliant. Thank you for the call. I think it's a really good idea. Everybody's focused on the VP. If I'm Trump, I want to roll out my entire cabinet. And if you have to be tied up in a courtroom, everything else, you've got an entire surrogate army that can be going out and selling your story nationwide, even as they're trying to lock you in. I think it's a fabulous idea. And I think it just makes a tremendous amount of good sense for Trump to be ahead. It also ties in with his pitch, which is, I know exactly how to be president of the United States. I'm going to be working from the moment I get sworn in. We're going to be hitting the ground running. We're not going to have to wait to figure out how to run this entire proposition that is the United States government, because he will have already had that experience. I think it makes a tremendous amount of sense. I want to tell you as we roll in, by the way, you can continue to react, 800-282-2882. Try to take a lot of your calls on many different days, but in particular on Friday, to ensure that you guys have your voices heard as well. But I want to make sure that you guys all know that Tunnel to Towers is doing incredible work. I'm drinking right now Crockett Coffee, which I'd encourage you guys to check out. The coffee that actually loves America and American history. And we're donating a lot of money that we make at Crockett Coffee to Tunnel to Towers, because Tunnel to Towers does such an incredible job of taking care of first responders, military service members. When they don't come home, young kids are left behind. They'll pay the mortgages off on the family home to help lift the financial burden. And for severely injured veterans and first responders, they'll build more mortgage-free smart homes so they can move around more independently. And they're also taking homeless veterans off the streets and putting them into places where they can live. In fact, they've taken 3,300 veterans off the streets in the last year alone. Every veteran who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserves our nation's gratitude, no matter their station in life. These men and women put their lives on the line for our country, and they need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Join us in donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T. org.
Make an appointment with the truth. Tune in every day to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Quick turn here. Want to let you know that we're going to be talking with Betsy DeVos. These new Title IX regulations and rules are absolutely bonkers, and we will break them all down for you and explain why it is so crazy. Also want to give a shout out to some middle school girls in West Virginia who refused to compete against someone who was male pretending to be female in their competition. I'll tell you a little bit about that before the hour is out as well. In the meantime, Legacy Box, company based right here in my home state of Tennessee, done so much to help families preserve their precious memories. If you've got old media laying around the house, videotapes, film reels, cassettes, print photographs, time to get them digitized so they will be able to last forever. Even if you have photos organized in albums, plastic sheet coverings, you know that disintegrates over time, that can ruin the photos as well. The only real way to preserve your family's cherished photos is by digitizing them. Legacy Box can do this for as low as 7 cents a photo. That might mean as much as 75% less than other companies. Here's how you protect your family's history and those photos. Go to legacybox.com/clay. To get started, that's legacybox.com/clay. Do it today. Betsy DeVos, former education secretary under Donald Trump. New Title IX rules coming out. I want to make sure that you guys all understand them well. And I figure there's nobody better to explain where we are and how things are changing than Betsy DeVos. So thank you for joining us. I know you fought battles over this a great deal in the Trump administration. But for people out there who were kind of following this, what are the changes that Biden is trying to put in place? What is he trying to undo that you fought to change? And what is the latest?
Sure, Clay. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, and great to be with you. So the Title IX rule, as we all know it, was passed more than 50 years ago to give women specifically equal access to education opportunities. And over the years, most women have commonly known those to be associated with sports as well. During our administration, we did a rules process and came out with a rule that has the force of law that really brought fairness and evenness and predictability and justice to what had happened during the Obama administration because of a move they made to essentially create kangaroo courts on campus.
Yes.
So an individual would be charged with something, and one person would start from investigation to doing the whole process to be the detective, the prosecutor, the judge, the jury, and the executioner. This rule that the Biden administration has just come out with, again, goes back to that model. It's one of the most outrageous parts of the rule, but it also is only a part of it. They have taken dramatic steps further to the left on every part of this rule.
Okay, and for people out there who may not be familiar with this, the kangaroo courts that you're referencing, a woman could accuse a male of sexual assault. Sometimes they weren't even allowed to cross-examine, and they would have these Title IX investigations, and they were kicking a lot of boys out of school, and there was no real ability to actually determine whether or not there was any improper conduct there. You guys tried to at least put...
Breaking news on 710 WOR.
Jeff McKinney in from the WOR newsroom with some extraordinary news. Apparently, we have a case of self-immolation outside the courthouse where the Donald Trump trial is underway. A man set himself on fire just a couple of moments ago outside the courthouse. There's a park in the vicinity there, right outside the entrance courthouse. The man set himself on fire. At last viewing, the fire was burning. The man in the middle of that blaze. Precisely why he did that is unknown. We can only assume it's related to the Donald Trump trial, the hush money trial that's underway in the courthouse there. So we're following that. Jury selection is now complete. They've selected all the alternates. The latest news, though, is tragic. This man has set himself ablaze outside the courthouse where Donald Trump's hush money trial is underway. So with that sobering news, we send it back now to Clay and Buck.
The administration has put out is really at its base anti-women. It really is the first time that the Title IX law meant to help encourage and give opportunities to women is actually going to be used to harm, not help women. And that goes to all of the sports related issues, and they're radically rewriting a half century of protections and opportunities for women and replacing them with radical gender theory only to appease Biden's far left base.
Okay, and for people out there who that sounds confusing too, let me see if I can sum it up and you explain if I'm basically getting it. Title IX was initially created to provide equal opportunity to women in sports. And so a university out there that is giving, let's say, 150 scholarships to men would also need to give 150 scholarships to women. Basically, it's pegged to the overall enrollment of the university to allow women's athletes to be able to be treated in a similar fashion from a scholarship perspective to men. My understanding is that what the Biden administration is now doing is saying Title IX also encompasses gender ideology. That is, if you are a man pretending to be a woman, you should be considered, based on your gender identity, to also be a woman. Is that part of what they are doing now in terms of the way that they are applying Title IX?
Yes, absolutely correct. It will require boys to be allowed in girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and private spaces starting as early as elementary school. It will make it a violation of federal civil rights law to call someone the wrong pronoun. It puts women's safety, privacy, and competitive opportunities at total risk in sports, and we've seen it happening on team after team across the country. Now, the Biden folks will claim this isn't the case, but that is exactly what they are putting into this rule, which will become the force of law, and must be stopped. But that is exactly what will happen. They're trying to be cute and call it something different, but you read the text and that is exactly the bottom line of what will be the case.
So let me just, this is crazy, I think, for a lot of people out there. So this would mean that the Biden administration is trying to protect a man who identifies as a woman from being able, even if he still has full male genitalia, to go into a women's locker room because he is claiming that he is a woman.
Correct. It's exactly what it does.
I mean, this is bonkers.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is totally pandering to the far left wing of their party base, and it is an election year ploy. It's a regulation, a rule that must be stopped either by Congress or in the courts. But it is, you know, truly something that nobody really needed. Nobody needed, and very few people wanted. It's been demanded by the far, far left wing of the Democrat Party, and Biden made it clear from the get-go that he was going to head that direction as soon as he took office.
You may have seen the video. We're talking to Betsy DeVos, former education secretary of Donald Trump. You may have seen the video of Dawn Staley, South Carolina women's basketball coach, saying that she believed effectively this far left wing ideology, which is that if a man decides to identify as a woman, that she believed that man should be eligible to play women's college basketball. That clip went viral.
It is inconceivable to me that anyone involved in women's sports would hold that view. We know that the vast majority of people see it otherwise, and I think that will be soon made clear by Congress. Congress has an opportunity to use the Congressional Review Act authority to stop the rule. I hope they will do so quickly. The rule we put in place during the last administration was serving students well, and it was based on what the Title IX law actually requires. This administration has taken a law and stretched it to the uttermost ends of incredulity to make up new definitions for sex as gender identity and to inject all of this radical gender theory into a law that has over the years meant more opportunities for women. This, like I said, is the most shockingly anti-woman move I think could have been made.
How many women understand this in your experience? Because I get fired up about this from just I came out of the world of sports. So the idea that a man should be able to compete against a woman in women's sports is completely crazy to me, in the same way that when I coach 12-year-old Little League, the idea that a 16-year-old should be able to play against my kids is crazy. How many women really understand this? Because I think women are being taken advantage of, and I keep waiting, Betsy, for the feminist, for the Title IX activist, for them to be willing to stand up and say the ultimate male privilege, since that's something that everybody wants to focus on, is a man saying that he's a woman and requiring that everybody treat it as the truth, even though we all know it's a falsehood. Where are all these women that claim to care so much about actual women?
Well, I think they're all out there. I think many of them are afraid to speak up, but we're hearing from more of them as they've actually experienced having to compete in different venues today. And I think, you know, if this is not immediately turned back, I think we're going to hear from more increasing numbers because it's becoming increasingly common. And more women are going to quickly realize that even though it might sound like it's good and fair, in reality, it is not fair for a woman to have to compete against a biological male and have the same expectations from each of them.
If people are fired up about this, and I've got the sense that a lot of our listeners will be, and we're talking to Betsy DeVos, former education secretary in the Trump administration, what should they do? What should women and men out there who are hearing about this for the first time listening on the radio right now, what should they do? What would you encourage them to do to take action against this?
I encourage them to get a word in to your members of Congress, your congressmen, your senators, and urge them to use their congressional authority to implement the Congressional Review Act to put a stop to this rule. This is going to be an important issue going into this fall's elections, and it's going to be a tough question for people like Senator John Tester and Bob Casey and Sherrod Brown, all in seats that are at high risk for the Democrats. I'd like to see them come out and defend this rule and the implementation of this rule and be able to justify it in a way that their voters are going to embrace. It's not going to happen. More and more people are going to become aware of what the exact implications of this are. And, you know, this is a 90% issue in the minds of the American people. The very few people who support this notion of, biological males being able to have full access to women's sports locker rooms and other private spaces just because they've decided that they are a woman, it cannot stand. I also want to say that for those individuals for whom this is really an issue, there is a third way, and let's be talking about that, those who are trying to defend this. But do not destroy women's sports, and do not put to an end the absolute original intent of Title IX by implementing what the Biden administration is trying to do here.
And quickly, shouldn't Joe Biden himself have to explain what he believes here? I don't think he's ever been asked directly. I've never seen it. Do you think a man should be able to identify as a woman and compete in women's athletics? That's a very simple question. I've never seen anybody ask him that question. Don't you think he should have to directly answer it himself?
Absolutely, he should. Absolutely, he should. I'd like to hear his answer and like to hear his justification.
Thank you so much, Betsy DeVos. You're doing great work. We appreciate you taking the time to help clear up what is a messy situation that many people out there just can't believe is real.
Well, thanks so much, Clay, and appreciate your airing the issue and having the discussion about it.
No doubt. We're going to keep at it. Thank you. It's Betsy DeVos, former education secretary in the Trump administration. And actually, this ties in with why I was just out in Seattle. I landed back in Nashville. Hello to all of you watching on the Clay and Buck VIP feed on video right now. You may think, hey, Clay looks a little tired. That would be accurate. I landed about 1 a.m. Coming back from Seattle last night, but I was really excited to be out in Seattle to speak at the Hillsdale College event there. And what I was talking about was how woke politics took over sports. And I can't think of anything woker than the idea that you can be a man and win a women's championship. And actually talked about that a great deal at the Hillsdale College event. Their president, Dr. Larry Arn, got to sit next to him at dinner. Fabulous guy. Really fascinating. I told him I want to go visit the Hillsdale campus. I've never been there myself. I want to go visit because I was so impressed by what they are doing to teach everybody about the importance of American history and American values. And I also want you to be able to experience that by checking out Imprimis. Over 6 million people, they said, now get the Imprimis newsletter. It's free. Most current issue is out right now, and it focuses on the failure of DEI in society, not just in manufacturing, but in medicine, education, other industries as well. Imprimis will give you a smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Dr. Larry Arn himself. If you don't already get it, we get it at this house, and I love it. It's free. My parents love it. ClayandBuckForHillsdale.com right now. Go to ClayandBuckForHillsdale.com right now, and you will get Imprimis sent to your house for free. That's ClayandBuckForHillsdale.com.
Sometimes all you can do is laugh, and they do a lot of it with the Sunday Hang. Join Clay and Buck as they laugh it up in the Clay and Buck podcast feed on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is PrizePicks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on PrizePicks. If you've not yet downloaded PrizePicks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on PrizePicks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on PrizePicks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on PrizePicks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. PrizePicks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free PrizePicks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the PrizePicks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented 3 new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Okay, welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. That Betsy DeVos interview, I mean, this is crazy talk. And the fact that Joe Biden has never been directly asked, do you believe that a man identifying as a woman should be able to compete in women's athletics, is a failure of our entire reporting apparatus. How has that never been asked, especially in the wake of Dawn Staley making her comments and now the Title IX rules? But while we were talking with Betsy DeVos, speaking of crazy, someone lit himself on fire outside of the Trump trial in Manhattan. It was aired live on Fox News. This just happened. Listen.
We also are seeing an active shooter. An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is lit. He has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible, that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire.
Okay, so this is Laura Coates on CNN. You will see that video that just happened. He was a flame for around 3 minutes. My immediate thought is this sounds like what happened outside of the embassy. I believe it was in Washington, D.C., where a man lit himself on fire, claiming that he was trying to draw attention to what was happening to the people in Gaza. And I don't know what the motivation of this person is, but outside of the Trump trial, someone has lit himself on fire and burned for at least 3 minutes. Big, huge flames. You can watch that video if you want to. Chaos unfurling as the jury is being seated. We will give you the final hour of the week next on Clay and Buck.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.